Good morning, everyone. Good morning and welcome to Camp Sunday in Whitehenge Church online. We're still online, but I'm absolutely delighted that this morning I'm joined by Maureen Burke from CAP, Christians Against Poverty, and we're going to be handing the service over to them today, and we're going to be hearing from them a little bit what they do, what work they do, and just how we can support them in that. But before we do, let me say good morning, Maureen.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. It's really good to have somebody to talk to rather than just my telephone. So I'm delighted we're doing this on Zoom this morning. I'm going to start by reading Psalm 100, and then we'll pray together, and then I'll have a chat with Maureen. So Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all the generations. Let's pray together before we start. Almighty God, we come before you this morning just relishing, just enjoying the fact that you are our God and we are your people. We are the sheep of your pasture. You are our shepherd. You look after us. You come looking when one of us goes astray. You care for each one of us. And so as we rest in that knowledge this morning, we also wonder how we might be able to reach out and care, show that same love to those around us. And so help us to turn our minds, to turn our hearts towards those who are not in the fortunate positions that we are. And I just pray blessing over our time together today. I pray for Maureen and for Emma as they bring your word to us, and for David as well as he leads us in prayer. And I just thank you for CAP. I thank you for all that they do and all the blessings they bring to so many of their clients. So be with us now in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Right. Maureen, I think it would be really good, it'd be really helpful if you could just start just by telling us really quickly what CAP stands for, who they are. There might be some folk listening to this who haven't come across it before.
Well, CAP is Christians Against Poverty, as you'd said in the beginning. And it's really a service which has a heart for Christ at the centre of it. And they want to really share that heart to people who are struggling with all sorts of issues around debt. So it's a debt charity, and we're a debt centre, and we help people who have found themselves in unmanageable debt and who perhaps are at the very last point of being able to kind of like cope with their debt, and they want to help. We have a number of other services within Christians Against Poverty, which is about job skills and a life skills group and a fresh start, and they help people with getting into work or getting out of addiction or finding skills to kind of like engage in life in broader ways. But as I say, we're the debt help centre, and we just work with people at the point of need where they come to us.
Excellent. Yeah, thank you for that. So much needed in these times indeed. So when did you start with CAP?
Well, I started kind of in 2017, first of all, okay. Myth by Inch. Or was it 2000? I think it was 2018. And I worked for a year and a half, 18 months. And then had a short break. And then started back in November last year of 2020.
Oh, wow. And in the midst of COVID, gosh. Mm-hmm. And the pandemic. Yeah. I hardly dare ask, but what challenges have you faced since the centres at that time?
Well, most things went online. So even my training this time was online. And the fact that I'd gone through training twice was really helpful. The fact, I think I found the second round of training better being online, because I could go back and listen again and again to what was being said, rather than just sitting in a room full of people thinking, I missed that. Did somebody else understand what we said? So I found it more helpful, actually, to work through it. But the drawback has been the lack of people to engage with, so and to build those relationships with, not being face-to-face. That's begun to happen since lockdown has begun to ease and we've opened up again, and we have met in person, albeit socially distanced, and that was lovely as well.
Yes.
Just about a month or so ago, as Scottish debt centre support workers, so it was good. So even working with clients initially was quite a challenge. I had a few right from the beginning. I think, again, because of the support that White Inch had given clients beforehand, I think that reputation, there's still an element of that which we benefit from. So I suppose I don't see it as a new centre, although it's very much a new centre with West Glasgow New Church, but being the lead church, White Inch is a partner church.
Yeah.
But I see it as a continuation of all that went before, and I really want to kind of, I suppose, say that to White Inch, that it's not, the interruption was just a matter of months. And it's nice that the continuity of me being at both services is good too.
Yes. Oh, that is encouraging. So are you working with new clients then already?
Yeah, really since January, although most of the people that came in January weren't ready. I think the stress of lockdown has made it quite difficult for people to engage and follow through. And also with it being online, I think that lack of a face-to-face contact with people really was difficult. And I think that was through all the CAP centres were saying very similar things, because initially I was thinking, gosh, maybe it's just our debt centre in this case, but everyone was having challenges with that. So really, we've started now to meet face-to-face with people. Most of it is done in people's homes, but we take into account as much as we can the kind of risks and factors. So, I mean, I make sure there's open windows and I wear a face mask and clients don't have to. But it's just, and as things get better and as things ease, if we have an outdoor space like a garden, we can do it there. But sound sometimes carries, and it's not always comfortable.
Absolutely.
So it's better in the house and with windows open and face to face if we can.
Oh, that's good, and it's brilliant that we have increased freedoms to be able to do that as well, to get back into seeing people.
Yeah,
that's good. So, how many clients have you got at the moment, then, or how many folk are you working with?
Active clients, I have about 7 or 8. A couple of them, they're kind of struggling to engage with the service, but I've kind of been following them up. But there's two clients at the stage of them getting their solutions and very much on the way to becoming debt free, which is great. A couple of clients at the stage where we take their information and submit that, and that's just about to have their information submitted, and a couple at the very early stages of being met. And we have I also have people who are are family members of people who have been through the service before, and that's quite nice that the family members have had a service and feel that, you know, there's a benefit there to another family member, you know, that they can reach out for help as well.
Well, that's excellent. Yeah, word of mouth is the best way, I think, probably the best publicity. Yeah, I know it can take a while for your clients to get out of debt, and you've been involved earlier, you know, as you say, in White Inch, so I know you've been around this world for quite some time. Does the process work? You know, do you actually get people out of debt?
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes in the middle of it, you know, when clients are really struggling, you do wonder kind of what will what the outcomes will be. But I've had clients, especially from before, who were really shut down. I have one gentleman in particular, his life basically had stopped because of debt, because of low income. He was very isolated. He had friends, but he had just no contact with them because his phone was pay as you go, and he just, for him, life had just stopped. And working with ourselves, he was able to, you know, get out of debt and find himself in a way that we got masked. They helped him to choose a contract phone and just be able to start reconnecting with friends. And his life, I mean, he says his life is totally transformed. He doesn't think he would have survived if he didn't have us. And that's a lovely place to be. And, you know, I still have a friendship now with that gentleman, and met with him recently, and he's still doing well, which is great.
Oh, that's excellent. That's really good. And I know we're going to hear, we're going to see a video later as well of, I think, is it Roy? Of his, Ron. We'll hear his story later as well. So that's, that's good. That's good. So how do people hear about the centre?
Well, I think word of mouth, as we've said, is one of them. We do have a small publicity support group that helps me to kind of target places like schools and social work services, and so we've begun doing that again. I think now after the summer we'll have to do a refresh of that. So there's also stuff online, there's the internet, there's Twitter, and we try to work through social media as well, but that's something I find quite a challenge personally, so that's an area of help that I'm looking for people to, it can become involved, and we'll talk a bit about that later on. But I suppose there's a number of avenues that people have. We also had publicity, like money from the Scottish Government to run some publicity ads. So we did stuff on buses, and we did a couple of bus shelters, and we did a billboard in Clyde Bank, because that's a new area. We've actually gone into Clyde Bank as well as the west of Glasgow. So,
lots of, that's good. So, let's finish up by just asking, or me asking you, you know, there's people from Whitehenge Church watching this. How might they get involved? What opportunities are there within CAP that would, for people to support you or to support clients? What openings are there?
Well, there's quite a number. Like I'd say, social media would be one of them. If people have skills in social media, I'd love them to come forward. Just be able to kind of take that on would be brilliant. There's befriending volunteers, journeying with them. I mean, in my role as a debt coach, it's you have so many clients and you have certain tasks to do with them, and it's impossible to give everybody a really kind of personal service that, beyond the few meetings you have to have their information at hand. So being a befriender really journeys with them longer through that process and helps people to feel that they're not alone, and it's a wonderful way to be involved. So there's social media, befriending, there's community links workers, so people live in a different part of Glasgow, and it's an area because we're based in Whiteinch, but I know that even in Whiteinch Church people live in different areas of the city, so helping us to be a link into the community where you live is really important. Help us to know what services you can connect with, talking to churches locally to where you are, that could be a job, and there's support to do that as well. And also just even maybe helping out with admin stuff. There's training there for both community like workers and admin workers, and even there's things that we can develop as we go along, but those would be the main ones.
So really there's all across the spectrum, whether you like speaking to large groups of 100 people in front of a church, or if you want to do a little bit of paper admin or online admin, or the social media stuff as well, and you could be sitting in your own room with your phone, any of those would be of great help to you. So if there's anyone watching this who feels they might be able to support Maureen, then get in touch with either Maureen or you can get in touch with the church office and we'll pass your details on to Maureen. But yeah, and have a chat with her. Maureen, thank you so much for giving up the time today, and thank you for all the work you've been involved in just pulling together today's service.
Thanks, Deirdre.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'm really excited just to hear what Emma, just tell us who Emma is, who's going to be doing the speaking this morning. Is she head up CAP in Scotland, is that right?
Yeah, so she's the executive for Scotland team. But she also has responsibilities now for Wales and Northern Ireland, so she's really busy.
Oh, wow, gosh.
So she's
oh, well, we're very thankful she's recorded the message that we can use today.
As time went by, things were getting more and more difficult with money. And I found myself really dipping into a bad place. Wasn't really wanting to answer the door, take phone calls, scared of people getting in touch that were looking for money, just not wanting to talk to MD. I felt like there was no way out. Life was almost at an end. And I was going in a downward spiral, and I just couldn't see a way to climb back up. The first phone call that I made to CAP was difficult because it took me a week and a half to make that phone call. I kept putting it off. I'll do it tomorrow. However, one Monday I woke up, made that phone call, and they were so accommodating, so understanding, so nice on the other side with a phone call. My debt coach was Alan. When we first met, there was still a bit of unease there as to what Alan was maybe going to think. However, that quickly passed. The first meeting was very, very good because I knew they were going to try and help me. However, I had to do some of the work myself, and I spent 6 days getting prepared and going through paperwork and sifting through paperwork that I hadn't looked at in years. I had 4.5 huge boxes, and I mean big boxes of paper, I'd just been thrown in, some of the letters not even opened in year upon year. So to go through that in a week, it was amazing. It was tiring that first week, but however, it gave me a sense of I was just starting the road, a bit of freedom, because you were clearing some of the past and some of what was tying you down. It's making a huge difference in all aspects of my life. One of the things we worked through was a budget. I'm sticking to that. It's also helped in all areas of my life, because you're not scared to talk to them. I was shutting myself off from everybody and anybody. Not even friends I was answering the door to. However, after engaging with CAP, it's opened myself up to sharing again, to being with people again. It's helped my mental health so much, because it's given me that sense of freedom. I don't need to worry about the debt. And all other areas of my life seem to be falling into place. I'm sleeping better at night. There's no burden on me. I'm engaging with people more. And it's given me a whole new lease of life. My journey with CAP over the last 3-4 months has been phenomenal. The way I found myself and the situations that I found myself in, I've certainly been relieved, helped, and I'm certainly enjoying a better quality of life.
At the heart of Christians Against Poverty is the belief that God cares deeply about people just like Ron, that poverty, injustice, exclusion, exploitation, none of them, they don't have any place in his kingdom. Instead, the kingdom is a place where those trapped in poverty are prioritised, included, loved, helped, and have hope. My name is Emma Jackson, and I am National Director of Christians Against Poverty Scotland, CAP. I live just outside Peebles with my husband Niall and our three children, Lily, Finn and Jonah. I'm really sorry that I can't be with you in person, but I'm absolutely delighted to have the opportunity to talk to you today. And so today, I'd like us just to spend a little bit of time thinking about what Jesus had to say about how we should prioritise and love those on the margins of society, people with the least and people often without hope. And I'd also like to take some time to share with you something about the work of CAP here in Scotland and indeed across the UK. When we look at the New Testament and examine Jesus's words, time and time again, he tells us that we need to care for the poor. Through storytelling, parables, through asking people questions and challenging those who he was with, Jesus makes it really clear that it is of utmost importance for us to reach out to and to love and care for those in most need. I'd like to read some verses from Luke chapter 14, starting at verse 12, and it says this: "Then Jesus said to his host, 'When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or rich neighbours. If you do, they might invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you have a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous.'" I don't know about you, but I find these words really challenging. I find what Jesus is asking us to do through these verses really challenging. Jesus is asking us here, both as individuals and as the church, who do we invite into our homes, into our buildings, around our tables? Who was the last person that you had round for dinner? I know, not an easy question given the pandemic and all that's gone on over the last kind of 14, 15 months. You might have to stretch your mind back, maybe to 2019 even, around who was it that was last round your kitchen table, your dining room table? It's really easy for us to surround ourselves with people like us, or better still, people we like. People we get on with, and people we know that when we do them a favour, that they'll repay the turn. You know, that kind of informal rule. You come round to my house for dinner and then you'll invite me back and I'll get to go round to your house for dinner. Jesus is quite clear in this passage that we aren't simply to be with friends, with those who are like us, people that we find it easy to connect with. We are meant to include those who are different from us, and in particular, those who have greater needs than we do in our lives, both in our time and around our tables. Jesus also makes it really clear that we are to reach out to and indeed be generous and hospitable to those we know may never indeed, you know, repay the turn, repay the favour. In fact, he makes it clear that that's something we shouldn't even be concerned about. That's not something that we should even be thinking about in any way when we make invitations to invite people to come round our table. The call for us to reach out to those in need and bring them round our tables and into our lives is really clear. And if we're to take Jesus seriously, then we need to accept the challenge to do this. But what if we don't really know anybody who has needs? Anyone living in our community who's maybe struggling with debt or poverty? What if we don't know anyone like that to invite them into our homes and into our church? What if nobody who is sadly trapped in poverty is indeed coming to our local church? This is where CAP can step in. CAP is all about connecting God's people, his church, to those who are unfortunately broken and hurting within our local communities, people we might not have met yet, people that we might in fact have not noticed. Through partnering with local churches just like you, we draw alongside you as you reach out into your local community and support those who are in most need. And we do that through offering tools and practical support, encouragement and cheering you on. Unfortunately, debt, poverty, unemployment and addiction are everywhere. You don't have to step far outside of your church to find somebody who's in real need. And we have just been so delighted to be partnering with your church over the last year, as we know the need for debt help in this part of Glasgow is really significant. It's been fantastic to see the centre continue on in the west of the city, and it's been fantastic to have Maureen return to the CAP Scotland family and to lead your CAP Debt Centre. When CAP and a church partner together, CAP provides specialist support, high quality FCA accredited debt counselling from our head office teams, so that churches like yours can see people face to face in their homes and offer help and hope. And the good news is that we are now able to do that work again in people's homes. Changes in the regulations mean that we are back able to offer that very unique thing that only we really do at CAP, and that's debt help in the privacy and security of somebody's home. So after a year of telephone-based support, of digital support, we're now back able to offer in-person support, which just makes such a huge difference in drawing alongside families to, yes, offer that very specialist technical debt help, but to offer kindness, compassion and support that's best done face-to-face in relationship with people. Here in Scotland, we have a network of 24 debt centres right the way across the nation, as far north as Inverness and Aberdeen, and all the way down through the Central Belt and as far south as Ayr. Local churches, just like yours, who have opened up their doors and are welcoming in everybody. Those trapped in debt, those seeking jobs, people battling depression, people who are lonely and isolated and sadly believe that this is their lot. People who feel that no one cares, that there's nobody who can help them, that their situation is too embarrassing or too shameful to talk about. That's exactly what Ron thought as he shared with us his story. That's what he sadly believed until his local church were able to step into that situation and offer the help and hope that he needed. We have an office in Edinburgh where I am normally based, not my bedroom. I've been here in the bedroom for over a year, like so many people, but we're getting back into the office over the next couple of weeks, which is going to be really exciting. So that's where I'm normally based, along with Gordon, who some of you know. He is your area manager, helping to support your church, and the rest of our CAP Scotland team, all seven of us who are based out the office. We work to support the network of CAP services across Scotland. We work to raise the profile of CAP nationally, to engage with the anti-poverty sector and the Scottish Government, so that together we can tackle the issues of injustice that exist, that push people into poverty, so that people can find fair and just ways to escape their situation, and that we can find ways to prevent people from falling into poverty in the first instance. We run social media channels so that we can share the stories of clients like Ron and the good news of what centres like yours are doing. So if you use Facebook, you use Instagram, Twitter, search for us, type in Christians Against Poverty Scotland, and you'll be able to keep up to date with our work. And if you could like and share and repost some of the stories, that really helps us to reach more people, to let them know that this help is on offer. And you see, it's that combination through the work that teams do on the ground in local churches and the specialist support that we offer through our head office teams that makes this thing work. We create budgets, we negotiate with creditors, we handle hundreds of calls, thousands of bits of paperwork, so that clients can find a way out of debt. We don't pay anybody's debt for them, but we help people to find a solution that is fair and that is just. And we journey people with people along that road to become debt free. And that can be a long and tricky road. Sticking to a budget is not always easy. But we do that. We stand there shoulder to shoulder with people along that journey until they get to that moment of becoming debt free. We also make sure that we do money education and help to build people's financial capability so that people don't just go debt-free, but they can stay debt-free, that they can find ways to thrive in debt-free lives, manage their money better, and just have a better life. And all of this, all of the support and help that we offer, the way that we partner with local churches, all of this enables the local church to do exactly what she is called to do, getting alongside people whose lives feel broken and lost, and loving them and welcoming them. The CAP ministry literally opens doors for local churches into the homes of those struggling the most within their local community so that they can offer both practical help and hope. This at Christians Against Poverty is exactly what we believe. We believe that this is God's blueprint for transforming communities. Churches like yours, who take what you have, who trust that God is able, and you step out and bring hope into your community. On every visit, every opportunity that we get to interact with clients, we will offer to pray. We will invite them into the life of the church and things that are happening, and we will gently and sensitively and lovingly take opportunities to share our faith, to share something of the love and good news of Jesus. The work that we do is so much more than helping people to fix their money problems. Yes, we want to see people go debt-free, but we want people to find wholeness. We want people to find transformation and belonging, and we take opportunities to do that. And so when somebody has been overlooked, they've been ignored, trampled on, when they finally meet God's people, the local church, they are blown away by the genuine compassion and care and love that is shown by people just like you. We know that the local church is the hope that society needs, that through the local church, Jesus is transforming our nation. He is setting people free from debt, from unemployment, and he is calling people home to relationship with him. You see, there is a space at the table for everyone. Jesus has room for all of us, and he is inviting each one of us, irrespective of our past, of the things that we might have done, he is inviting us all. The banquet that he calls us to is more incredible than we could ever imagine, and every single one of us is invited. I just want to finish up by saying thank you. Thank you for choosing to partner with us at Christians Against Poverty. It is only because of local churches like you that we can do this work, and it is our great privilege to do it together. We can't wait to hear the stories from your debt centre in the coming weeks, months, years. People just like Ron, who because of you will have experienced help and hope and seen transformation in their lives. So we are cheering you on and can't wait to hear those stories. So thank you. Thank you for your time this morning. Thank you for listening to me share something of the work of CAP. We continue to pray for you all as you do this work, as you keep stepping out into your local community. Thanks ever so much. Take care. God bless.
Okay, David, it's lovely to see you in person. And you're a very familiar face around White Inch, and you've been there as long as I have. Can you tell people a little bit about how you got involved in CAP?
Yes, I got involved with CAP as the time flies by. Must be 5, perhaps 6 years ago, unfortunately, as a client. And CAP helping me, I was able to manoeuvre my way out of my difficulties and to start living my life again. So, after that, I felt that I should visit the actual church itself. And the last time I had been at church had been quite a while ago, when it was the old minister up in the pulpit telling you to do this and do that, which I really wasn't very keen on. But when I walked into the White Inn Centre, it was more like a foot walking into a family gathering. And that was exactly what I needed at that moment in time. And so I've been in the church family now for quite a few years. And I felt that I should give something back to Christians Against Poverty for the help that they had given me personally. So initially I helped with the prayer groups for CAP, and then I went on some client visits with Nicola, and then went away with yourself, Maureen. And I've been on a few CAP courses. I'm now a certified or certificated CAP speaker, which allows me to go to other church gatherings and to explain what CAP is, what we do, etc. And hopefully other churches will join the CAP fellowship.
Okay. So you're going to pray for us this morning?
Yes, I'm going to pray for ourselves this morning and for Christians Against Poverty on this CAP Sunday. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being with us on this Christians Against Poverty Sunday. You are most welcome here. We humbly ask that you help us to support those who are struggling in these difficult times, whether with mental or physical health issues, financial problems, unemployment, homelessness, and fear and poverty and anxiety, whether it just be one of these problems or many of them. Help CAP to find these souls and lead them to the help that they require. Give them the courage to come forward without fear of judgment and shame. Welcome them into your loving kindness in the name of CAP. Let your spirit fill them with faith, trust and hope, courage and inner strength. We ask that their creditors can understand our client's circumstances and look on them with compassion, understanding and forgiveness. We ask that the churches and church families that support the West Glasgow CAP Centre continue to do so, and that more churches come forward to help, and also that other community groups offer their support to spread the word of CAP far and wide. May the people who become advisors, helpers, befrienders and volunteers be the right people to step forward as our CAP Centre deals with an ever-increasing number of clients. Please pray for Maureen and the CAP team. Fill them with resilience and fortitude, allowing CAP to grow from strength to strength. Above all, Father, protect those in need of help. Allow CAP to hold your hand while offering your other hand for them to grasp and lift them to safety. Amen.